Powerful at Work Radio, episode 57.
Welcome to Powerful at Work Radio, the podcast for business owners like you who want to lead from a place of love and create a whole new kind of business environment. I'm your host, Rosa Ponce de Leon, and together we'll explore how you can secure your legacy and make a real difference by having a relationship with your team that honors the unique value each person brings to your organization. It is my goal to help you find your leadership sweet spot so your team is empowered to be more creative and efficient without all the burnout and people issues. I hope these conversations will inspire you to embrace a people-first approach, shift your mindset, and step into a healthy relationship with your team. If you're ready to do things differently, tune in and join the movement.
Lauren Saunders is a business and manifestation expert who teaches heart-driven business owners how to align their thoughts, actions, and beliefs to create the success they desire. At the age of 28, she left her career as a high school art teacher for a life of entrepreneurship, and she built two full-time businesses by implementing mindset, marketing, and manifestation strategies that actually work. Her experience and massive success has allowed her to coach business owners all over the world into full-time entrepreneurship.
Lauren, how are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me, Rosa. My name is Lauren Saunders. I am a business mentor. I live and work in Toronto, Ontario, and I predominantly help people who have online businesses who are fellow coaches, course creators, content creators. I do help people a lot with their social media growth and marketing and things like that, but my specialty is more about mindset and manifestation and removing the energy blocks around creating more wealth for ourselves and success within our businesses. So this is not what I saw myself doing. If you're open to it, life just takes you in all kinds of directions. We're about 5 years now into my entrepreneurial journey, and I have a very different life than I ever imagined for myself. And I'm very grateful because I have a lot of freedom and a lot of expression and creativity in my business. And I love it. And I love talking about it.
Where do you think this flexibility came from for you? Because most people, especially very young, you want to feel like security, that knowing that everything's going to be okay. And it sounds like you were up for the joy of the adventure and the changes that were in front of you. Where do you think that came from?
I would say that the idea of the security you're speaking of, that actually made me a bit fearful. I wanted to have possibility. For me, it was a real sort of just soul calling. After university, went to Australia and I taught there for about 2.5 years. And that was kind of me not really being an adult too soon. I wanted a little more adventure before settling down. And then when
definitely
I came
Australia.
Back, yeah, exactly. And then when I came back to Toronto, I was applying for teaching jobs, and it's quite difficult to get a full-time teaching job here. But in the back of my mind, I had this voice in my head saying, even if you were to get a full-time teaching job, is that it for the next 40 years of your life? And I'm a real explorer, and I like things to change often, and I like possibility and creativity, and I especially like freedom. And at the time, I didn't see any of those things being available to me because I wasn't a business owner or an entrepreneur. I didn't even think that that was possible for me. I was applying for teaching jobs, and I was exploring possibilities. I dabbled in network marketing for a little while. Then when I moved to Toronto, I got a part-time teaching job for 2 days a week. And I started a business on the side that at the time I thought, I'll just make a few hundred extra dollars a week so that I don't have to get a second part-time job. And that was doing eyelash extensions from home. I had a friend that had a successful lash business, and I have an art background. And I thought, I'll just kind of try this. And I got certified, and it was meant to be 2 or 3 months. It was a full-time income. The real short version of the story is that within a couple of years, I started to teach other people in that industry how to build their business. And I was launching online programs, and it just showed me what was available. So I retired from teaching. I retired my lash clientele. I moved online full time. And over the last couple of years, evolved. And here we are.
Yeah, it sounds like that trust of the intuition is what did it, because the voice was there, the leading was there. And it sounds like you allowed your talent to reveal itself, because you had an interest in teaching, but then you start dabbling into different opportunities that don't seem like opportunities that really are. Then you became this business owner now.
Yeah, it's really just about following what we are already good at, what we feel confident in, what excites us. And for me, it wasn't about eyelashes. I was just so intrigued by it because I'd seen a friend build a full-time income for herself. And so it was, I'm just going to see if I can make some money doing this. And I was just willing to explore it. I'm giving the nutshell version of the story because there's been a lot of ups and downs, and it wasn't easy leaving my teaching job.
I love that you're so bold about shattering some of the beliefs that are behind art and behind the industry that you're in, because I think there's so many people that need to hear that voice, that maybe have the same courage inside of them, but that no one's talking about it.
And it takes hearing someone like you saying, no, you can make money. And yes, even something as simple as eyelash extensions can get it done for you. It's so simple, but we make it difficult, I think, at times.
I was just gonna say, we try to figure out the big picture. I never knew where it was leading me. I was just acting on the next thing. And I still do that today. I'm still just looking at what's the next thing that feels exciting to me, that has some possibility in it, not trying to figure out the 5-year, the 10-year plan. I have no idea. If you either have a business or you're starting a business, just set intentions around what it is that you're wanting to create and then follow the next thing that comes your way and trust that.
And I think what that sets you up to do is you think so small. If I'm thinking 20 years in advance, I'm thinking really small today. In 2-3 years, that 20-year plan is going to be shattered. I love that you're saying take it a step at a time and just trust that you have something inside of you that needs to come out and that the world's going to make room for it.
That's really it. And a willingness to explore it. And I have a lot of privilege, I guess you could say, in that I didn't have dependents and I did have a family who supported me, even though my parents, I think, freaked out a little in the beginning. So I recognize that it's not that easy for everybody to make that decision. I've taken a lot of risk to get to where I am now. I kind of make it sound like, oh, I just sort of skipped along and here we are. No, I've gone into significant amounts of debt more than once. I've hired really high level coaches that I didn't feel ready for, but I decided to put myself into a container with. I've done a lot of things that most people wouldn't. And as a result, my business has grown quite quickly and I have a very different reality than I did even just a couple of years ago.
And those risks are really good because you're banking on a coach. You're banking on a sure thing here. You do your homework. Not every coach is alike. You find the fit for you and you're going to pay for it. And I think most people are so afraid to invest in themselves. And so I love that you bring that up because that is a sacrifice. I've done it in my life as well. And it's hard to do. But even just the act of making the decision that I'm going to go and do this for myself, that I think removes a block. And I don't work in the energy field like you do. So I'll let you speak to that. But those decisions on those moments just remove so much.
Yeah, I was just on a mastermind call with some of my clients. And I said to them, if you want a financial reality that most people don't have, you're going to have to use and think about money differently than most people do. And that's what I do. So I spend tens of thousands of dollars every year on coaches. And that's why it flows to me differently. Well, that's why I'm available for more of it. And so it's not an easy thing to do because we learn so much about money and debt and all these things growing up. And we kind of have to undo all of that. But if you want a different life than most people have, you'll have to make different decisions than most people are willing to.
I think that the focus is definitely different. Most people see money as this thing that you have to have, but really it's just a means to get something else. And, and you have to keep it moving. Let's talk about some of the energy blocks that you deal with, because I'm assuming in the time that you've been working, that you probably have some frequent flyers. Would you be willing to throw out a few?
Sure. Frequent flyers in terms of ways in which people trip themselves up a lot. Yep. I could write several books on this, but one that I'm always looking at and that always comes up with my clients that is relevant for any business owner, regardless of where you're at, there's always more work to do in this area. It's about your self-image and your level of confidence in what you do, just essentially doing the work to be really sold on yourself. You could explain this on a very sort of factual basis as well, but I like to talk in terms of energy. You can only have reflected back to you what you believe to be true for yourself. So I only launch programs and offers that I really believe in and that I've done the work behind and that I really feel like people should learn from me. What people mostly do, especially earlier on, is they look at what somebody else has done and they take the same action, but they don't have the same level of belief. And marketing something from a place of total conviction, I'm going to change your life. If I'm a business coach, my program is going to change your life. Here's what it's going to enable you to do. I really believe in it. I'm speaking with conviction. People pick up on that. If I'm putting something out there into the world and I'm questioning, am I qualified? Am I the person to deliver it? Is it worth the money? That's just such a different energy and people feel that. And it also will show up in how you market what you're offering. So in terms of your question, looking at how can I get more and more sold on myself or my product? Because the more sold you are on it, the more other people will be as well, and the more money that you'll make. And that's, I think, the big one that comes up.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Powerful at Work Radio. I'm your host, Rosa Ponce de Leon. And if you're ready for more freedom from the day-to-day so you can properly rest, dream, and be more effective as a business owner, I want to invite you to our upcoming free training where I'm going to share my easy 5-part process for making sure your team feels truly seen and heard. For more details or to register for the training, visit rosaponcedeleon.com. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed already, do yourself a favor and hit subscribe. Then head over to rosaponceleon.com where you'll find tons of resources for growing as a business owner so you can go all in on your team while they go all in on bringing your vision to life.
I'm going into a launch tomorrow of a big program of mine that always does quite well. And the mindset work that I'm doing around it is I'm journaling about why I love this program, the results I've seen it get people, the difference it's made in my life in terms of what I teach inside this program, getting really clear on that and getting into such a place of confidence so that when I open the cart tomorrow, of course, people are going to sign up for this. This is an amazing program, right? That is such a different place to come from. And when I'm in that space, it's always reflected back to me. When I'm opening cart for something and I'm questioning it or I'm questioning myself, I don't get the result that I want.
You're talking about performing at a high level is really what I'm hearing. And in order to perform at a high level, if I think of an analogy, I think of like a singer who does the vocal work, who does the raps and in the song, understands where all the notes need to fall and all that stuff. And all the mental stuff is done, but you still got to show up and really portray what the song is all about. The audience needs to feel the emotion and feel the experience that you're going to take them in. And that is not mechanical at all. You have to be in the flow. And so if I'm hearing you correctly, all the work that you do in advance and all the focus, the time that you take to focus and journal, it all results in a more authentic you in the way that you deliver the open card or whatever it is that you're doing.
I mean, it's twofold. It's that I'm showing up differently. The more I believe in something, the more I am CEO Lauren on my Instagram telling people why they should work with me in this program. And they're picking up on that. And it's not a cocky thing. I really believe I can help you build this business if this is what you want. And when I believe it, other people will believe it because that comes across in my content. And I'm just going to show up more. Mm-hmm. But the second part of it is that we live in an energetic attraction-based universe. And what you put out there is what you get back. So you could take all the action in the world, but without the belief on board, you're just not getting what you want. Success in business really is about what you believe and who you're being and what it is that you're focused on. At the beginning of my business, I had the world's most beautiful Facebook ads webinar funnel in place. It was perfect. And I had hired a fancy coach and she'd help me and it was perfect. It should by all means have worked, but it didn't because I was questioning myself. I didn't feel like an expert in what I was wanting to help people with. I was new to my business. I was stressed about money. So I was focusing on all those things and I made not $1 after spending thousands on ads. So if you're taking the action and not seeing the results, it's an energy thing always. Yeah, it's a mindset thing.
And I would say it's a leadership thing as well. When you're the leader, when you're it, it starts with you. I think sometimes it's real easy to point fingers or to be distracted or to start to pick apart the process. But ultimately, if you're not in alignment, it's going to show up regardless of if you have the best of the best set up to help you.
Exactly. Exactly. We're always wanting people to show us, to validate. I'll have confidence once I make this much money in my business, but it has to be the other way around. Mm-hmm. You're never going to get the validation externally that you're not giving yourself internally, which I know and I teach every single day, but sometimes
this is why it's harder to see it for ourselves. No, yeah, exactly.
Whereas what I'm launching tomorrow, I don't need anybody to tell me why it's something that's worth people's time and investment because I just know. And so that's what's going to be reflected back to me. It's like relationships are a good metaphor. We hope that we can be really hard on ourselves and say all these horrible things about ourselves, but that somebody is going to come along who's going to love us anyways and going to give us all the things that we've never given ourselves. And it's backwards. It has to be. Right. You have to give it to yourself first, and then other people are going to show it back to you.
I love that analogy. And ultimately, it's the simple things like that, simple beliefs that we need to correct. And just making those small changes in our belief system is what leads to the bigger changes outside externally.
Yeah. Quickly back to your question, in terms of really simple heavy hitters, it's like your relationship with money, having beliefs that money is super available, that it's everywhere. I hired my last coach because she's making $1 million in her business. And the way she thinks about money is that it's easy and that she doesn't have to work very much to make $100,000 a month. I want to be around that person who has that relationship with money.
It's like they say, tell me who you hang out with and I'll tell you who you are. It's the simple things in life. That makes perfect sense to me. This has been super valuable. We are transitioning out of some strange past 2 years. Most people are online and sitting at home. Where do you see the workforce changing? And I know that you work predominantly with online-based businesses, but where do you see it changing in terms of one-on-one interactions?
I think what we're seeing is people are getting innovative and they're seeing how they can provide value online. For instance, the Lash World, so many of those people have obviously had to close down, which breaks my heart. But a lot of them have taken to doing online trainings for other lash artists in places in the world where they're not having to be closed down, or starting their own beauty brands, things like that. So what I'd say is, if there's someone listening to this who's been hit hard by the pandemic, I would just open yourself up to the possibility of innovation. Just be in the inquiry. I really have so much sympathy. I just can't imagine what the last year has been like for people with brick and mortar businesses. So this is much easier said than done. But instead of saying my business is over and this has been so hard and da 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 da, all of those things are true. But you could also say, maybe I was meant to go a different route. I'm open to seeing how this could go differently for me. And the business owners I've known who had that mindset, many of them are making way more money than they were pre-pandemic things shifted and they were open to it. But the way that the brain works, you're only receptive to things that are aligned with basically your inner narrative. So if your inner narrative is this is the end of the business, you're not going to see the opportunity or the ideas that could take you elsewhere. If you're open to something coming your way, I believe all of this happened for me just because I was open. I didn't necessarily believe any of it being possible for me, but I was open. So when the ideas came, I acted on what felt inspired, and here we are.
Yeah. And that came with a lot of banking on yourself too. I mean, you didn't just take a step, you banked on it. That assurance that it's going to work out needs to be present, and it starts with how you do your life and your thought life.
Yeah. I have many days where I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Yeah. I'm crazy. This is all going to burn to the ground. But for the most part, I really built a belief system that when I leap, the net appears. Yes. Things do work out for me. That's kind of my number one affirmation. Things always end up working out. Even when it's shitty for a while, it still always ends up working out. I'm safe. I've always been safe. I've always been able to pay all of my bills. And leaning on that, whatever you can kind of get your trust behind, that's really going to take you far. For me, I really set very big intentions with my business at the beginning of the year. And I hired a coach, and I've been building the team, and I've been restructuring. I've been stripping away pieces of my business that weren't serving where I'm going anymore. And so it's been this period of turbulence, to be honest. Wow, I was really cushy last year. I had very little expenses and I was making 20K a month. Now I'm making more than that, but my expenses are through the roof. And so it's a lot less cushy, but I know this is just the interim. And it's a decision every day to say this, it is working out. Even if some days it's like, oh my God, what are you doing?
Well, thank you for highlighting those moments, because that's the norm. Life is cyclical. We don't just flatline. So thank you for sharing that very real part of it. So thank you for those final words of encouragement there for the transition that we're experiencing. If people want to connect with you further and reach you, how would we do that?
I do a lot on Instagram. Love connecting with people there and doing stories and stuff like that. I'm at Lauren C. Saunders, and I've got a podcast called The Aligned Entrepreneur Podcast.
Thank you so much for giving us all this insight.
Thanks a lot, Rosa.
Thanks for listening to Powerful at Work Radio. If you subscribe now, you're going to hear from some truly amazing guests who will help you shift into a new approach to leadership so you can develop a healthy relationship with your team and truly maximize your impact. We'll explore stories from experts who are daring to do work differently, and we want to invite you to the conversation. So just hit that little subscribe button on your podcast app, and don't forget to leave us a review. We're excited to help you lead a high-performance team with simple advice that you can start using now for maximum results.